This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In the months leading up to the election, pollsters focused on several key groups, including Hispanics and the young. Despite a very visible online presence, experts wondered whether young voters would show up in real life. We'll hear about the youth vote in a moment. First, we'll explore a notion many pollsters had before the election, that Latinos would not vote for an African-American president. Luis Clemens is a journalist who covers Hispanic politics and said Tuesday's results dispel that theory.
Well, that notion's been put to rest, crushed, defeated, obliterated, gone. Clearly, Hillary Clinton enjoyed enormous, outrageous support among Latino voters. That support almost entirely shifted in lockstep to Barack Obama once he became the candidate.
What trends, in fact, did emerge in terms of the Latino vote in different states?
Well, it's interesting. If you look at Florida, you have a complete reversal of the 56% of support of Latinos who supported President Bush in 2004. This time around, it was 57% who supported Obama. And that sort of shift was emblematic of what happened really across the country. If you look at a state like Nevada, you have a sharp increase in turnout and really a dramatic level of support for the Democratic candidate. The Democrats are likely to continue to count on a majority of Latino support for a long time to come. But at this point, they're on a roll with Latino voters.
What at this point can Republicans do to capture more of that vote at whatever point they can manage it?
Well, I think Republicans could do a great deal just to change the tenor of the discussion, the tone of the discussion surrounding immigration reform. Senator McCain very graciously insisted during his concession speech that he wanted to work with the president-elect. One area where he's been a strong advocate has been immigration reform. And one promise that President-elect Obama made was to tackle that issue. It's a promise he made repeatedly to Latino voters. And if the two were to really work across the aisle and work on an immigration reform proposal that could pass Congress, it would go a long way towards repairing some of that damage that has taken place over the last few years.
Immigration ended up not being such a big issue in this election. In fact, almost not talked about at all.
And guess what? There's really not that dramatic a difference between Obama and McCain on their immigration stance. I think Latino voters were able to focus on bread and butter issues, namely Hispanic unemployment going up as a result of this economic crisis, and quite clearly widespread concern among all groups about the economy, but I think particularly so among Latinos. And that is what drives the shift from George Bush to Barack Obama in 4 years.
Luis Clemens is a political analyst and a journalist specializing in Hispanic politics. Thanks very much for joining us.
Happy to be here.